is the Don and Mike Show.
What sound or noise do you love?
I mean, I like the opening theme to SportsCenter. That's terribly shallow, but, you know,
no.
Good things lie ahead when I hear that.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I hate the sound of a rooster.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stuart Scott.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. That was Sheen, buddy, right?
Yeah. Is that Charlie?
Right. That's Chuck Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, hold on. Listen to this.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You have made a tragic mistake, in my opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you're goddamn right about that.
That's for sure.
Stand by for the trainable action here.
You know what we've not discussed? Before we get to our fantasy, we're going to do the whole thing here in the update right here with all of our various stuff. Our diet update. How's it going for you?
Bad.
Going good for me. I lost 2 pounds since we talked about it.
Very good. I lost 2 pounds since we talked about it and gained 4, giving me a net gain of 2.
All right, well,
and that was due to New England and seafood and all that good stuff. And I'll have you know that since I got back, though, from vacation, I'm back to doing nothing.
And, Mike, this music sounds just great. Hold on.
Try it here.
Better.
A little bit better.
A little better.
All right, so that's the update on our diet bet to lose 20 pounds by Christmas.
Yes.
And now, fantasy football. Here's your week number 2 update. Here are your scores for this week. John Norman beat Bart 93-73. Joe Ardinger beat Buzz Girdley, 128-116.
Ouch.
Your charming and delightful me, 104. Robbie, 86.
Ow!
And Mike O'Mara, 133. And Matt the Pollock, 106. Mike, just like at the casino.
Yeah!
Wins the money this week.
Where's my money?
Where's the money?
John Norman! Where's my money?
Let me see. Here are your current standings. In the dumb, we have 2 divisions, dumb and dumber.
I love it when John, like, mouths something to me that I'm supposed to be able to understand.
John, there you go.
Have you given me any money, Mike?
Didn't I give you money for the league?
Oh. No.
How much do I owe you now with the win?
With the win, 120.
No, you forfeit if you don't pay.
I forfeit if I don't pay.
All right. let me see. In the dumb division.
I hate our league. You won.
Mike's in first place.
Yeah.
2-0. Bart is 1-1. John is 1-1. And Matt the Pollock is 0-2.
And a little message to Mr. Lavernius Coles. When you play for the Americans, if you do not have a stellar performance each and every week, you're going to the bench. That's why it happened to you today.
Dumber division.
Top lineup.
Is at 2-0.
We can win.
I'm at 1-1. Buzz is 1-1.
Right.
Rob is 0-2.
A very competitive league this year.
Yeah. You know what's great is when you have the number 1 draft pick and you can turn it into something.
So anyway, all that stuff is on our website at dynamikewebsite.com.
Very, very spirited competition in the damn dummy league.
Oh, it's good. God damn, it's good.
Yeah, it's particularly good this year, I think.
Yeah, it's great.
Very, very festive.
So much fun.
You know why? Well, didn't you win it all last year?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, then here's a big shut up for you.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Yeah, that was Hitler.
Shut up.
Well, that was Hitler?
Yeah.
Shut up!
From that CBS miniseries.
That was an actor pretending to be
him. Hear the accent.
Shut up.
Now that's not him.
That's Cowell.
That's Simon Cowell. Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hey!
Hey, Freddie, baby. What's happening?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're Fred Rogers.
Are you Lady Elaine?
Well, certainly.
You know, Joe was cooking earlier. Are you doing any cooking today? I smell something.
I was just making some popcorn.
Is it anal popcorn?
Yeah.
Hey, did you know Vince Lombardi was gay?
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
I like to watch Packer games.
In the news.
Right away. Did you see how many sticks I brought today?
How many sticks did you bring? Are you showing us
three.
Any of your sticks? Three sticks.
Uh-huh. What do you want to do with
one
a stick? What, Fred?
Fred, slow down.
Yeah.
What, Fred? Fred?
I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole.
Oh, no.
In my pocket here.
Okay.
Oh, you got a stick in your pocket?
In his pocket.
Fred? Right away. Can you find the cat?
The pussy cat?
Have you, by any chance, lost your kitty?
I have lost my pussy cat.
Well, I have her. Farian Brown.
Yes. That sounds like my pussy cat.
Lady Elaine.
How is Lady Elaine? Is she wonderful today,
what
Fred?
What would you tell Lady Elaine?
I would tell Lady...
You were talking with her right now.
I would tell her to have the guy who runs the soundboard get his S together today.
Yeah, he is not with it today.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Good. I'm glad you took it well.
Right away.
Okay. All right, Freddie.
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone.
That's very nice. Always polite, I imagine.
They probably felt really good after they had talked with her.
Yeah. Did your grandpa ever teach you anything?
Sure.
Like about men and boys and growing up?
Sure.
That's good, Fred, and taught you how to cook, I'm sure.
I was just making some popcorn.
I just thought I wanted to see if he'd take it wrong.
Did you? Sure. Did you ever see your grandparents naked, Fred?
Yeah.
How did that feel, Fred?
I remember how kind she was to people when they would call her on the phone.
And you do the same thing, Fred? You're kind to people?
Right away. Sure.
Didn't your grandma work as a sex phone operator?
Well, certainly.
What was her name? What was her sex name on the phones?
Lady Elaine.
Very good.
So on.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're slow Fred Rogers.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist.
Hi, Yo-Yo Ma.
Did you ever hear of a musical instrument called a steel pan?
This is a new tape now. We've not heard the steel pan tape before.
No, isn't it called something else?
Some people call it a steel drum.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You ever
the
play
correct
the
name is a steel pan.
You ever play the skin flute?
Right away.
What are you wearing right now, Fred?
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoons.
Fascinating, Fred.
I am starved.
I was just making some popcorn. Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah. Nice that it always goes back to that one.
Joe called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Oh, Joe called?
Yeah.
Did you say, is it Joe Ardinger that called?
Sure.
Very good, Fred.
Okay, well.
Bye!
Sorry. Yeah. Like that guy. Love that guy.
Absolutely wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Just got to sync up those tapes, man. Hello. What's up, Don and Mike?
Fellas, I just wanted to let you know that 96 Rock has replaced you guys with some of the most horrible radio I've ever heard.
That's right. That's why we demanded that we be taken off that station.
That's right.
And immediately put on a low-power AM station. So our dream has come true in Ocean City.
We're thrilled to be heard AM at the beach.
They have got guys off the street coming in there, and most importantly, they got one guy that comes in there and says, "Michael Murr, I love your tape."
Oh, that guy.
That guy. Wowzy woo woo.
He did all of that just to get to your taint.
Silly goose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air. What's happening?
Hi. Yeah, I'm actually looking to get my birthday spanking.
Oh. What?
My birthday spanking.
You want to spank Don for his birthday?
No, I want them to spank me, both Don and Mike.
Oh, you do?
How old would you be today?
I'm 25 today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And would you like them to spank you hard?
Yes, Don. I would love you to spank me hard.
Oh, you figured out it's us.
Yeah, ooh. She's speaking to us now. Giggles, baby talk.
I need you to go get me a sound effect CD.
Do you always get everything you want for your birthday?
Come on, Rob. Come on.
No, not at all. No. But I have been thinking about this day and fantasizing about it, Don.
So have I, darling.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, darling?
A lot of people tell me Leanne Rimes. I get that a lot.
Leanne Rimes.
Rob, I don't think she's big. I really don't think she's a big woman.
How are your teeth?
Are they good?
I guess they're stellar. I mean, I wore braces as a child, I guess they're okay now.
Beautiful straight teeth.
We're not asking about your legs.
How are your boobs?
I guess they're okay. I mean, I'm pretty tall. I'm 6 feet tall.
Wow, you don't sound 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
That's an awful sound effect. Hold on a second.
But Rob probably thinks I'm a fat ass, but that's okay.
He thinks most women that call the show are a tad portly.
Well, you have a big following, I guess, right?
Well, I'm still trying to find a sound effect of something.
A proper sound effect.
Something that I used to spank you with.
That's the door to the WJFK sales department.
Oh, I see. I know you hate when people sound this.
Welcome to Jeff Hedges' office. Hey, now hold on. That might work for me. That might work.
You'll leave a pulpy mess if you do that.
Let me try the next one. I might have to go with that. That sounds to me like I will be grating the cheese off of your ass.
Oh!
I love it.
That's right. So you bend over.
Like
your butt is a
I'm in my car, so my boobs are on top of my steering wheel. But okay.
Yeah.
That's a lovely image. We appreciate that.
So you put that little popo in the air.
Popo.
Just like it's a big hunk of Parmesan cheese.
Raise your popo up.
Man, I'm going to stand over you with my grater.
I've heard you say popo.
We used to say that to Bart when he was a little boy.
It's popo.
I'm going to get your popo in gear. How old are you today, darling?
I'm 25 today.
All right, I'll give you a 13 or so. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. It's like slicing meat. 8, 9, 10. 11. 12. One more. 13.
All right. If you wouldn't mind, if you wouldn't mind, lady, I'm going to use my bare hands. Is that all right?
My name is Rachel. Can you call me Rachel?
Rachel, baby, I'm going to use my bare hands.
Oh, it hurt me good.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready for
Rachel
you.
Rachel Lay.
Let's finish up, shall we? 14.
Oh.
15.
Oh, God.
16.
Oh.
17.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Yeah.
19.
Oh.
20.
Oh.
21.
Oh, God.
22.
Oh.
23.
Oh.
24.
Oh, yeah.
And 25.
Oh, God.
Oh. Wow. Happy birthday.
That hurts so good.
Yeah,
oh,
thank
God.
You very much.
Yes.
I get to go home and play now.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope you're playing with yourself. I hope it's a game
always,
for one.
Yes.
I hope it's a game of solitaire.
Bye-bye, you and
I
your
love
popo.
You guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That bitch!
That was delightful.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, and Don, happy birthday. Greetings from the Napa Valley. Hey, when you were spanking that girl, how did it smell down there?
Like Joe's popcorn.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Greetings from the Napa Valley.
What a great
Now, you're checking your phone. Are you getting a message?
Have you gotten any calls?
No. Yeah, I got a text from my daughter.
Hey.
Oh, see?
Isn't that nice?
Was it sweet?
I don't know. Let me get my glasses.
All right. Something about calling later, perhaps?
Yeah.
Why are you, now, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Why are you disappointed?
I don't know. Sent it. Is this why you handed me the phone?
Uh-huh.
3 minutes ago.
Ah.
Happy birthday. We love you. Hope you get your message. We waited to call until Addie got home at an early doctor appointment, or we would have left it this morning. Mm-hmm. Love you. Hope you're having a great day. Addie and Ethan made you an e-card. I have to figure out how to send it. Love you, Amy.
Very nice.
That's vindication. That's vindication, early doctor's appointment.
Couldn't call.
I guess so.
You can't guess so. Nope. That is total vindication.
Let me hear the voicemail. Okay.
That is a total vindication.
I know.
That's a 100% positivo.
Told you she'd call.
I know it is. Just let me hear the message, though. She better get the kids to perform.
A little skit.
I like that nice in sync. We love you, Grandpa.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's the move I like.
A little playlet.
So not the band in sync.
And that guy's in jail now, that fat guy that ran those boy bands.
Yeah, he always looked like a kid toucher.
Totally. Very in the end.
Howdy, I'm not here. Call me back.
Please enter your password.
Come on.
First skipped message.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Grandpa. Happy birthday to you. I love you.
I love you. I thought I had the number to the station. They were going to call you, but I don't have that. And I tried to call Janet, and I think you got hold of her. So happy birthday. Give me a call when you get a chance. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7 to save.
Well. You incredible ass. Listen to that.
Yeah, that was okay.
That was
no, come on.
That was okay.
That was great.
That's it, but that's what you want. That's the best present in the world.
That's
right there.
Beautiful. Right
that's
there.
That's better than anything you can get.
That's right.
Who is that? Is that BMG?
That's the luckiest lady in the world.
Right, BMG?
Yeah.
Big mouth girlfriend?
That's her.
I figured out. What did Lady Love want?
Give her a call when you break.
She what?
What is she? God.
The hotline was ringing while we were listening
what
to that
What is this
message.
Hesitation?
At 4:23, Amy had called her to get the phone number to call you, but she didn't call her back because she didn't know if you'd want Amy to call here. And I said, I'm sure it would be fine. He'll call you in the break.
Okay. Call her back now. And tell her that I don't have to talk to her during the break.
Okay.
Please.
Are we going to listen to him?
What?
Should she give the number to Amy to call you?
No, that's all been taken care of.
That's why she texted you.
Okay, right. No, I got the message. Mm-hmm. I got the message on my voicemail from my daughter.
Everything is completed, am I right?
Yes. Oh, no. Mike, yeah,
everything
absolutely.
Is satisfactory right now.
Absolutely. That's the best birthday present right there.
That is.
That's the best part, really.
Right. So his little voices. God, I love that. Yeah. I love to hear that.
I don't know why I'm being like this with Janet.
It's your birthday.
While you're having Rob screen your calls.
What'd she say?
She still wants you to call.
Ask her what she wants.
All right, hold on. Call her back.
Let him call her back.
The seasons of a man's life.
It's ringing, Don.
keep us posted.
Second ring.
Oh, come on, darling. Come on, Jan, pick up.
Hi, Don wants to know why you want him to call. Okay.
What is it? What is it, Rob?
God, it's lengthy.
Okay, hold please. Because they want to speak to you personally.
Who does?
Your grandchildren.
Kids.
But tell her she can schedule that call. I don't know, 8:15 my time.
We're pretty stacked up. About 8:15 Eastern time would be a good time for the call. Okay, I'll tell him.
What time is Oprah calling?
What does she
want? You're going to have to coordinate that with the Minneapolis school system.
All right, whatever.
That sounds good. All right, thank you.
Send her my love.
Oh, and love to you. And no pouting. That's right. Okay.
Is that what she said, no pouting?
She said no pouting allowed.
All right, that's why I'm not talking to her right now.
Were you doing a little pouting today?
I told you I was a little bit about the whole thing with
that,
Amy.
And not only is that, isn't the message better? We all get to hear it. I like
ain't
that.
The ain't that the best? I swear to God. Yeah. That melts my goddamn evil heart like that.
Those little voices.
That melts me like that.
It's those little bitty voices.
Those little kids.
Come on now, get on the phone.
You see, they came in a way from me.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
That's my seed.
Okay. That's the circle of life.
That's my seed. Seed. That's my spermicidal seed.
Very cute. No, seeds. Not spermicidal. No, that yes, that would be that's spermicidal.
It's my non.
Shouldn't be.
It's my anymore. it's my sperm seed.
It is simply your seed.
Your seed.
So my your seed suffices.
My super sperm.
Your super seed.
And it supersedes everything.
Right. Right.
Oh,
no need to mention the bus when you just can mention the passengers on the bus.
You ever heard more cute grandkids in your life?
Never.
They're adorable. God. Jesus Christ, that's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Simon, and it's my birthday.
How old are you, Simon?
I'm 53, and I'm a bear.
You sound like this guy.
Leave Benny alone!
Are you gay, Simon?
I'm curious.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No.
No.
You're curious.
Right no.
I'll say he's curious.
Did you say you're 53, Simon?
I'm 53 and I have a special birthday wish.
I'm afraid to ask.
What is it?
I would like...
A negative AIDS test?
A lot of us bears are former football players. I was wondering if you could do a squat thrust for every year of my age.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Simon.
Call in the office.
What is it with people named Simon?
Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
Hello.
I think you may be getting sung a happy birthday in Russian. Russian.
Dear Donnie.
Right, well, you know, as Reagan said, evil empire and all that. I never forget, my friend. You know what Russia is? Russia is a more modern Germany.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Hey, you mark my words.
Hey.
Are they not stockpiling all of their weapons and
they
stuff?
They are. They are.
But there were other issues.
Guys, cool
play.
It, cool what? It, cool what? It. We got to think about the RM. Come on.
What's the RM?
Gentlemen, what's the RM? Russian mafia. They're everywhere.
There is no Russian.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
They control
we appreciate
everything.
It. Thank you.
Even Tony Soprano was scared of those guys.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are they in Rockville?
They're everywhere, Rob.
Thank God he became famous,
mm-hmm.
because he's the only celebrity that has the birthday on the same day as me.
Gandolfini.
Oh. Yeah, otherwise it's always been, oh, yeah, the same birthday as Lance Armstrong.
Well, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I hate that. I wish I had more people on my birthday, too, that had a celebrity birthday.
Pretty crappy day to be born.
The 25-year-old lady.
Oh, yeah, all right. And that pump that we just talked about.
She was worth it.
Now, how about
your father's birthday today?
It is also, yes.
Would he be listening in Kansas today?
No, probably not. But happy birthday, Justin.
How old would your father? Well, I can do the math. Your father had you when he was 16, which would make him 111 today?
That's very kind of you.
Your dad?
118.
118. Yeah. I was off by 2 years. I always get that wrong.
I know.
When's he going on Smuckers? I mean, on the...
you mean, when's he going on Smuckers again?
Oh, Smuckers on Willard?
Yeah. When's he going on Smuckers?
That is a big deal.
Like it's a ride.
Once you've already been.
When's he going on Smuckers? We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.